I'd like to start by thanking the Commission for undertaking this inquiry and for giving me the opportunity to address you. At the outset, I'd like to say that, quite frankly, it confounds me that we need to be going through this process in Australia in 2006. You know, we live in an essentially tolerant and inclusive society, so you've got to wonder why people like me and my partner Andreas are still waiting for equality. In all but one respect, Andreas and I are an ordinary, everyday, middle-aged couple, living lives just like all the people around us. 13 years ago, in a 60-page application for Andreas's permanent residence visa, we actually proved this. We proved that we're an ordinary, everyday couple to the Australian government. So I'm not going to go over the details of how ordinary and everyday we are, but all except to say that since then, our lives have become even more closely intertwined. We're productive members of our society. We're both employed. We contribute to society with our taxes, and with our work we contribute to the organisations that employ us. We serve the community in other ways as well. Andreas has been a participant in the University of New South Wales Health and Men Study since its inception. I'm a Justice of the Peace and I'm also a First Aid Officer, so we sort of serve the community in other ways as well. In our family lives, we participate as a couple in the lives of our extended families. Indeed, my nieces and nephews all think of Andreas as an uncle, and they call him that. We've been together now for 19 years. So, like every couple, we've had the opportunity to share in some incredibly joyful times, and we've had the opportunity to help each other through some very painful ones. We fully intend to spend the rest of our lives together. And our commitment to each other is deep, it's genuine, and it's ongoing. Just like our friends, we contribute to the life of our society, our families, and each other. Just like our straight friends, our relationship, and our expressing it by living together is entirely lawful. Yet, in spite of this, we face arbitrary discrimination in a number of areas. Almost all of them that affect us personally are because the federal government refuses to recognise our relationship. My written submission to the Commission lists some of our concerns, like the unequal application of the Medicare safety net, and the fact that the definition of spouse in the Income Tax Assessment Act and all of the other instances where it is drawn from, like superannuation regulations and so on, those are also work against us. Our inputs into the system are exactly the same as comparable opposite sex couples, yet we get less out of it. Every one of these instances of discrimination is a nasty reminder that we're not equal. And it's not like the government gives us a choice in these matters. We can't opt out of superannuation or the Medicare levy. Given the compulsion in the tax, Medicare and superannuation systems, it's reasonable to expect that having contributed at the same rate as everyone else, we get the same out. But we don't. Very simply, we believe that forcing us to contribute to a system which discriminates against us is just plain wrong. I mentioned one more example in my submission, and the ACON representatives mentioned it as well. It's the one from the aged care system, where a member of an opposite sex couple is incapacitated and requires nursing home care. In that case, in the case of an opposite sex couple, the family home is excluded where an accommodation bond is required. However, if one member of a same-sex couple requires residential nursing care, then that exclusion doesn't apply. The family home is treated as an asset. What this means for us, personally, is potentially, if one of us is ever incapacitated, we'd face the possibility of being forced to sell our home out from under us. in order to finance the nursing care for the other partner, for the incapacitated partner. Fortunately, I mean, as you can see, we've got plenty of time to fix this problem before it affects us, if ever. So, but, you know, as the representatives from ACON said, you know, it's happening now. It's happening to other couples now. As I said, two men living together... Two men living together as a couple in this country is entirely lawful. So, when I said that, when I said earlier that, that in all but one respect we're a typical middle-aged couple, I wasn't referring to the fact that we're two men. For us, the critical difference is that opposite-sex couples don't find themselves under attack because of who they live with. I've lived in five countries in varying degrees of openness with regard to my sexuality, but the only place that I've been the target of homophobic behaviour is in Australia. For most of the last 5 years, Andreas and I have been the target of homophobic harassment by a former neighbour. Discussion, mediation, and AVO, and even his moving out of the neighbourhood haven't stopped the attacks. The police have been very supportive, but they're powerless to act until our tormentor slips up in front of a witness, and, of course, he's very careful not to. I'm not so naive as to confuse coincidence with cause, but it was notable that our former neighbour's worst behaviours were taking place while our federal government was discussing and enacting the amendments to the Marriage Act in 2004. Andreas and I strongly believe that by retaining the equalities, the inequalities, and refusing to recognise same-sex relationships, and establishing a different set of rules for us, by doing that, our federal government maintains an environment in which hate and homophobia can thrive. It validates the view of the very few in our society who would attack us because of our sexuality. The government treats gays and lesbians differently, they say, so why shouldn't we? That creation of a difference, that emphasis of difference actually has wider effects for the community as well. You know, and some examples. For example, some young gay people attempt to escape into marriage with opposite sex partners. I did. Some young gay people leave their homes and communities for the anonymity of large or foreign cities. I did. Worst of all, some young gay people are defeated entirely and resort to suicide. I've managed to escape that. You know, all these are painful and unnecessary effects for individuals, for families, and for whole communities. We believe that there's really no essential difference between a same-sex couple and an opposite-sex one. And indeed, when decades ago, when homosexuality was decriminalised, the perception of difference was made redundant. The Australia Institute study on homophobia in Australia last year actually showed that homosexuality is not an issue for in most people's minds. So, in our view, the only thing that's different about our relationship is the fact that we're attacked and discriminated against because of it. A great power to end the discrimination and to neutralise the homophobes resides with our federal government. Granting equality to same-sex relationships would rob the people who attack us of their phony justification. It's the making us equal is the biggest single step our government could take against homophobic harassment and violence. So, sort of to bring this to an end, I'd just like to say that reading through the submissions to the inquiry, two things struck me. The first was that the relationships documented there in the personal submissions, the relationships documented there are incredibly resilient. You know, they've survived huge obstacles The second thing that struck me was the sheer number of these obstacles that can be sheeted home to the federal government's refusal to recognise us. So, in our view, there's absolutely no justification for failing to recognise. We're lawful. Why not equal? We abide by the laws of this country. We pull our weight in society. Yet it just feels like we're being punished for our sexual orientation, which, as we all know, is entirely lawful. So what do we think the government should do? Well, I mentioned in my submission, I think that I'm not an expert, but I think that there is a very simple way. In June, the Prime Minister said that he's in favour of removing discrimination against homosexuals. Well, I think that a good start would be to extend the definition of spouse in federal legislation to exclude same-sex couples the way it currently... Sorry, to include same-sex couples in the way it currently includes de facto couples. But Andreas and I also believe that real equality won't come until we can also choose to formalise our relationships in the same way that opposite-sex couples can. So until then, we're just not equal.
Jim, thank you very much for a very eloquent expression of your position. Thank you.